Hello again. Now, pain, that's a word we all understand. It's very common and a daily dealt with by all medical staff. It's hugely complicated, both in terms of complexity of types, sources and reasons why, mechanisms, measurement of levels of pain, 0 to 10, and from a medical point of view, management of that patient who complains of it. Everybody uses paracetamol, many anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen and the lot. Others need stronger stuff. We have a so-called analgesic ladder to work with. Specialist clinics to refer to. But for most, pain is very personal and often needing urgent sorting out. Pain doesn't always mean serious, oddly enough, and does have its uses as a signal that works not quite so well in our bodily system. For example, we will regularly field calls at meds the out of our service from sufferers of toothache. Well understood by most of us. The pain there has two elements. The inflammation bit, throbbing, pulsating discomfort. The nerve irritation bit, often worse though. That can be searing, really sharp, lancing, and brings with it all the features of nerve pain. The higher centres of the brain bring into the party anxiety, impatience, irritability. You've got to get it sorted out now. We hear talk of pain thresholds, in other words, the variable ability to seemingly tolerate discomfort or pain, sometimes a lot of pain. And sometimes the most serious injuries, people get brought into A&E for example, are not particularly painful, at least initially. Not necessarily a courage thing then. And often a feature of the older adult whose nervous system may not be quite as sharp and on the ball as a very much younger version. It's always easier and more logical to deal with the source of the pain if possible. Of course, but then it's not always possible. But if not, to manage it as wisely as possible. Many have heard of this so-called opiate crisis in the United States. The increased death rate amongst often younger and older adults taking often, regularly, quite high doses of strong painkillers, particularly opiates. A result of years of inappropriate issuing of sometimes very strong stuff indeed. Almost harking back to the olden days of the fall of so many rock stars, famous people, media icons, who would regularly perish from accidental overdoses of the classic mixture of drink and drugs, one amplifying the effects of the other. The classic drug here, of course, being the king of opiates, pain relief, heroin. Hugely powerful, even in tiny doses, regularly used is becoming increasingly tolerant to its effects, as the body deals with it ever more efficiently. Obviously, illicit use is a game, basically, of Russian roulette for the unwary. What dose am I getting? What stuff am I having? A truly horrible and clearly desperate situation. So GPs have all this at hand. We can prescribe paracetamol to heroin, aka diamorphine. And it's a hugely important thing to get right. Leaving somebody in pain unnecessarily is unacceptable, whilst pandering to others requesting stronger and stronger painkillers is also inappropriate. Most patients instinctively use, even sometimes, quite strong pain relief, very sensibly indeed. While reluctantly others get this so wrong, and they need careful calibration, downsizing, discipline to manage this quite common scenario. GP surgeries use, in collaboration with our very helpful pharmacy colleagues, techniques such as weekly or daily issues of some prescribed medications, dose reduction regimes, alternative drugs to reduce the reduced dose effect, or even as an alternative altogether. You may now realise that we're talking now of chronic persistent painkiller users, not typically your e.g. post-operative pain problem where you just had a hip replacement or something. You've been sent home taking quite strong painkillers in the expectation that this will be temporary and being reduced regularly. Of course not. Chronic, in other words, long-standing pain, of which there are so many causes and so many types and alternative remedies, that's the major item under the microscope here, and it's a significant problem in many parts of the UK. A bit like they say, what happens over there in the States often will happen over here. I'll expand this topic further next week, but for now, cheerio.